I already signed into my podcast. Okay, we're recording. We're live. Okay, so we were summoning a ghost today. I already made an episode on ghosts, but that was like a year ago. So right now I'm setting up the salt circle. If you can hear that, good for you. But yeah. Oh God, that's not really. It's close enough to a circle.
Yeah, it's a jelly bean, like I said.
It's close enough.
Yeah, close enough. Okay.
Okay, salt circle.
Don't put the salt in the circle. Put the salt out of the circle. Same with the Cheetos.
But the Cheetos are the best part.
Okay. Don't burn another Cheeto.
I'm going to do it.
We didn't bring... I'm sorry. You can't see this, but right now, they are shoving a Cheeto
into a candle.
Yep. And now it's burning on fire. Blow it out.
No, don't. You can blow it.
Oh, my goodness. It's on fire, for goodness sake. Blow it out.
No, I need it to burn.
Okay.
It's an offering.
It's gross. That's what it is.
Oh, also, oh, my God. I tested negative, and that's why I'm over at her house. I didn't really make an update to my last video.
Mm-hmm.
So. This is Audrey. Remember her from, like,
it was a while ago.
Like, something plus guest star, like, all the holidays I missed plus guest car.
Yeah, we were just screaming the whole time, so, yeah.
Ew, this just tastes like ash. Ew.
Right now, ladies and gentlemen and people, they are eating a burnt Cheeto, and it looks disgusting.
Ew.
It is disgusting. It doesn't stop eating Cheetos. We have to get on with the video. Okay. Or podcast or whatever.
Isn't your mom's phone out here so you can, like, look at how to summon them?
What? Ida.
What?
Give me a second. I'll be back with my mother's phone.
Also, bring another blanket. Technical difficulties. I gotta wait until this is at least, like, 3. Okay. Whatever, I'm just gonna add now. Okay, we're back. After that lovely ad. Is this a rug? It's a rug, not a blanket.
No,
it's close enough. Okay, it's close enough. Okay, so we're gonna do our summoning ritual.
Not a rug, for goodness sake. Give me a second.
Okay, we're just gonna leave this right here. Let's just leave it, like, outside of the salt circle. I don't want to offend the ghosts. I don't want to offend them.
Okay, let's just do this the normal way.
Without any devices. Sorry. My mother's.
So anyway.
Okay.
So let's do this. How would we summon a ghost? You teach me. You've been doing this for so long, right?
Yeah, I've been doing this like 3 times. Before.
Okay then. Go away, you old supernatural one.
Okay, start meditating. No, seriously. We're gonna meditate something ghosty here.
We think it's the same one. It's like very similar.
Or maybe a different face than
like. Yeah, like one on the wedding day.
But does it look like a wedding dress? It just looks like a regular dress, and it was just like completely bloodstained and like battered and stuff.
Have you ever tried looking at the candle? Because every now and then, like, I feel like there's like more smoke coming out of here.
Sides of the candle, where I'm like sitting together.
Yeah.
Do you want to like, sometimes if you like hold hands, it's like you can get a stronger hand. Maybe I should move over to the side a little bit, just so it can be like parallel.
Okay.
Okay, I'm done. Too crazy.
You're done?
No, we gotta see the whole picture. We gotta see, like... So far, for you guys listening, we just saw, like, two
parts, different, like, angles of the same picture.
Of the same picture,
but, like,
two.
They still have, like, bloody beat-up clothes. Like, they'd already died. It's almost like someone went out.
But they were definitely standing up.
Podcast before you guys get even more about like this silence.
Can we just explain to them what we saw though? Like we saw like a front angle and a back angle of like
same
two
type
like
of
twins
picture.
Or like
siblings yeah. or friends that look very similar.
And they were like hugging. And one of them was wearing a light and dark brown sweater with a white skirt, and the other one was wearing, it almost looked like she was wearing the same dress as the other person, but with a sweater over it. And then the other one had this white,
wait,
like,
let's think
top.
About this. Why would two siblings, well, think about siblings, like, sibling people that look very alike, be wearing the same dress, or same type of dress? Like, what is a scenario you do that?
Like, maybe for Halloween? If you wanted to, like, maybe be like zombie brides or something? Both of you?
Yeah, but why would someone do that?
Because it was Halloween.
That blood didn't look fake. So far, what me and Ida have been thinking. So anyway, what we've been thinking is that Halloween costume and two siblings or people that look a lot alike are wearing the same type of costume and they're zombie people.
And they're hugging.
And they're hugging, so and they must be pretty close.
They were beat up too. Like they looked beat up.
Well,
I think the one with the sweater had like a black eye.
Yeah, but that can add to the zombie.
Were they trying?
What?
Were they trying to do it? I want to tell them nothing.
Imagine hugging someone. Mm-hmm. You were standing that way, I was standing this way. Mm-hmm. You were hugging me with a knife in your hand. I only could see that and you couldn't see the knife in your hand.
Okay, well anyway, that's what we see. So hopefully you don't have as creepy as an experience as we do. Hopefully we won't get demonetized for saying knife or blood. Mm-hmm. Or like black eye. I think there's like actual 2-year-olds watching us.
What?
There's not 2-year-olds. So, anyways, I might put a warning in the description. Like, I put a warning in the description when I made the episode with my cousins. I said it was like 8 plus.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
So
I'll
anyway,
just put a warning.
So anyway, I guess, yeah.
Wait, what was
Jenny
doing last podcast? My longest has been like 30 minutes. Usually they're about like 10.
Cat, look down.
Okay, well, that's what we saw in our little session.
Hopefully it was helpful.
Mm-hmm.
It probably wasn't, but anyway.
If you're trying to do something,
and
like with ghosts.
By the way, if you see a ghost that's very similar, like two ghosts or just one of the ghosts, or that type of vision,
yeah, like
definitely like put it down in the comments below. I'm not sure.
Like, put it in the comments
below.
Like, I'll put a poll. I put like a little thing where you can comment in this episode. You can see it on Spotify, but you can't see it on anything else. So if you're on Apple Podcasts, you should definitely like add a comment that you saw them too. And if you are on anything else, I guess just download Anchor and send me a voicemail, or download any of those two apps. Anyways, that's it for this episode of Oaks Epiphanies. I'll see you later. Okay, so I'm at a hotel that is cool, and it's in Ocean City, next to the ocean. I don't think I mentioned this before. Anyways, that's why my sister is having a conversation about why they're just showing random stuff at random times because we don't have a cable TV here. So, yeah. That's kind of what we're doing. I think I did not mention before, but, yeah, I don't know. It's because my dad's birthday was like a little bit ago. Mom, can I record a segment at the pool or not? Yay. So when we go to the road trip home, can we stop at the same place? And this time I won't get the gross talkie flavored sunflower seeds. Please.
If we need to stop and get gas.
That was a gas station? When we were at a Karen?
Yeah.
That's how I define it. Yeah. Oh my god, maybe. Does it have good acoustics? The acoustics? No, that's bad. It has horrible acoustics. The echo. Well, I don't really know anyone here, so yeah. But they have a hot tub and a sauna and a pool. Except the pool doesn't go deeper than 5 feet. And they're poorly understaffed. There's a bar, but they only have one person working there. And she works there all the time. I haven't seen another person working there. And then they have one person working at, like, towels, because they have towels there. But she was, like, also supposed to enforce some stuff. But it's kind of hard for her, since she can't speak English. So I'm not sure what they were thinking with the people there, like... They should hire more people. I guess they didn't because it's like off season and they didn't expect a lot of people to come. My god, why'd she leave the blinds open? You can like see the hallway. Anyways, we're gonna go to the pool like real soon. Oh my god, what is this stupid thing? Oh my god. Yes, okay. Good. The rest of the pool, I'll record that. Yeah, it's really nice here. Probably gonna make a tradition. So we go every February for my dad's birthday. What? What?
What you should do is you should tell them about like how first of all you need to tell them that I have a really old fashioned toaster and our TVs don't let us watch what we want.
No, Judy, that's how normal people TVs were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're just privileged. Yeah. Lost my goggles on day one. Okay. Yeah. But also, there's like, this thing that went on, there was like a party, and it happens like once a year, but we just happened to be there at the right time. There was like a juggler, and there were people dressed up as mermaid stuff. It was cool. But then the whole pool was covered in glitter because the mermaids accidentally poured a bunch of glitter into the water. And also, apparently, they don't get paid. Like, if you tip them, they get paid, but they don't get paid, so... I really don't think the pool, I'm kind of concerned about it right now, actually.
Also, there's no lifeguards.
There's no lifeguards either. But, like, it doesn't go farther than 5 feet, so I guess they don't really need lifeguards. Anyways, we're hopefully going to go soon, Junie.
No, I keep drowning.
You don't?
I am drowning.
Okay. When are we going to go to the pool?
In 2 or 3 minutes.
When Junie stops eating, and Junie's finished eating.
When Junie's finished her food, yeah, her breakfast.
Okay. Okay. We're, like, right on the ocean. If you look out the window, we have a really good view of the ocean. Oh, my God. Stupid thing locked. I know, like, I can't use video, but I did apply for a video podcast. So, yeah. Oh, my God. Ugh. Sorry, I'm just trying to open the
door. I can do it.
I can do it, too, Jenny. I've done it before. Is this the way to unlock it, or is that the way to lock it?
That's the way to lock it.
It won't unlock. Ugh. Yeah. So, it was, like, cool being here. We went to the boardwalk. There was a cool t-shirt store. They had, like, Among Us t-shirts. They had, like, they had one My Hero Academia t-shirt. They had, like, 2 Demon Slayer ones. They had a One Piece one, Hunter x Hunter, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. They also had, like, ones that were, like, Ocean City, since we're at the Ocean City. Yeah. It's really nice in here. It's the Princess Royale Hotel. We're room 1003. It has a great view, and it's... Usually the rooms are just, like, a bedroom, and that's it. But we got a big one that has, like, 2 TVs, 2 TV in my room, 3 TVs. And then there's a kitchen and some, like, couches and stuff in the other room. So, yeah, that's basically it for, like, I guess a tour of it. Again, it has a really good view. I think our house is the best, like, our little room. So, yeah, I'll, like, continue recording when we're at the pool. Junie, are you done eating? Okay, because we can go now. Junie's done eating, by the way.
Okay.
Well, I'll see you guys when I get to the pool. Okay, we're in the elevator right now. We're about to go to the pool. So, yeah, we just have to walk a little bit, and then we'll go to the pool. Oh, my God. Well, we're going to go to the pool now, so we're just walking. Ignore what they're saying. So,
yeah.
So, yeah. Oh, my God, what happened? I don't know what happened, but I just loaded on a different episode by accident. I did not mean to do that. So, yeah, I guess we're just walking down to the pool. Right now, I'm probably just going to swim. I heard say literally have half an hour to be in the pool because... Yeah, we have to check out 11. We just spent 2 days here, so, yeah. But after this, we're going to, like, the Museum of Oddities and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah. We'll go to the, like, actual ocean, too. Even though it's cold, it's February.
Okay.
Yeah.
Check out time, yeah.
Wait, couldn't you do, like, a different check out time?
Earlier than 11?
No, later. gosh.
Pull that out, dude.
Oh god! There's like a giant connector for things. Are we going in?
Oh my
we only
god.
Have half an hour. We can't waste it. Go ahead. I was just supposed to start wrecking the Connect Four game that no one was playing. It really doesn't look like anyone's here for some reason. So, yeah. I guess I could go in, like, the sauna. It might be, like, adult swim or something since they have that till 11. What time is it? It's 10. They have it till 10. So, it's technically I'm allowed to go in the pool. So, I'm going to do that. So, yeah, I just wanted to share that's a really cool place here. Yeah. So, one of the main things we did at the pool was we swam to the bottom. Collected things after I found a cross, like religious cross, on the bottom of the ground. It was like a little one that could like go as a pendant for a necklace, but there was no chain. And then I looked again, just randomly. I wasn't actually looking for anything. Okay. And then I found a bracelet, like a Jurassic good one, said Dreamer on it. And then I kept looking. I actually started looking for stuff, and I found two. Yeah, I found two pearl earrings, and then yesterday, and then today we found
a hoop earring,
and then a tooth, like a human tooth, and we're not sure about that, and it's kind of creepy, but we have to go now, because we have to leave, and then, we have to leave because we have to check out, so we're going to check out, and then we're going to go to the Museum of Oddities, and we're going to go to the ocean. We're not going to go in the ocean, we're just going to go to the ocean. I'm excited about the Museum of Oddities because everything's probably fake, but it's, like, still cool. There's, like, that place, like, relatively near us that's, like, a museum of, like, creepy things, like, the bullet from the person who, like, shot up. Like Abraham Lincoln or something like that. That was like an organ donor thing.
It was somebody Jr.
JFK Jr.
KFC Jr.
It was Martin Luther King Jr.
What? Oh, okay.
He was on a balcony and I think he got shot in the face.
I think it was Abraham.
And he was actually in the social letters age.
Wow. The things they teach you at school.
That's important facts. He was shot in the back.
Okay, but that's it, and I'll basically vlog when we're going to the Museum of Oddities too, because, yeah.